This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're continuing Sechta Nedarim. Daf HaShavua, Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah Ber Machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yossi regarding someone who is says something that we're not quite sure what he means. He says that I want to be Aser until Pesach is over. He says the following words, Ad Lifnei HaPesach. So Rabbi Meir says, Ad Lifnei HaPesach means until Pesach begins. Rabbi Yossi says, no, until it ends. What exactly is this machlekes? The way we explained it basically is, the guy says until before Pesach. Now it's very unclear, does he mean the beginning or does he mean any possible interval over Pesach that there is an interval after it? What does the machlokes depend on? So Meir says, look, a guy's not going to put himself in some kind of uncertain situation. A guy's not going to put himself in some kind of ambiguous no man's land. If the guy says until before, he means definitively a time that we could say before, and that's before it starts. Rabbi Yossi says, no, people live life on the edge. A person would put himself in uncertainty. Therefore, we'll have to be machmer and assume that he means the latest possible time. Says Gemara, that seems to indicate lememra de Reb Meir savar loy ma'ayel in a shnafshe l'sveika. This indicates that Reb Meir holds a person would not put himself in doubt. And Reb Yossi, on the other hand, would hold that a person does put himself in doubt. Rabbi Yossi Savra Ma'ayel Inish Nafshe L'Sveik, a person does put himself in doubt. Namely, a person would say until before, and we don't quite know what he means. But we find elsewhere in Shas where they express the exact opposite opinion. Remember, we're going to ask a contradiction. Someone who has two daughters from two wives, okay? He has two wives, and he married one woman, had two girls, married another woman, had another two girls. V'amar, and he says, Ki dashti es biti agdoila, I married off my older daughter. Oh, no. Does that mean the oldest of the oldest? Does it mean the oldest of the youngest? You know, what exactly does he mean when he says, I married off my oldest daughter? I don't know if he meant the oldest of the older of the two. Im gedoyla shebektanis, the oldest of the younger. Vim ketana shebektanis, or the younger one of the two older ones. Shehi gedoyla min agedoyla shebektanis, she's older than the older one of the youngest set. So we don't know what he means. He could have meant any of them. Kulan asurois. They're all asur except for the youngest of the youngest set. Chutz min aktanus shebaktanus divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, apparently, a person would put themselves in a state of ambiguity. The guy made a statement. I married off my oldest daughter. Oh, so Reb Meir says, we have no idea what he means, so we have to asur all of them. He could have meant any of them. Reb Yossi says, no. Person wouldn't put himself in no man's land. Except for the oldest of the oldest set. Meaning Rabbi Yossi holds a person would not put himself in a situation where it's going to be unclear what he means. So therefore he obviously issued a definitive statement. So it's a contradiction. Now the Gemara, let's see the Ran. The Ran is found on Omid Aleph. By the Gemara, like 1, 2, 3, 6 lines up. Lememra dura meir sarvaloi mail inish nafshil sveiko kin mefarshinam bimasnisan, like we explained on the Mishnah. Shte kite banois vishte nashim. Gedoilo ktan al chokabakat. An older and younger from each group. Kulan asuris or al asur de ikalis fuke, because you could be in doubt. Dilma gedoilo shabakat shnia kamar. Maybe the older one of the younger group, Alma, Mach Alma. Machis inish nafshel sikha. We see a person puts himself in uncertainty. So Rabbi Yossi says they're all mutter, kolim mutar, soloi machas inish nafshel sveke. V'chi karma gedoyla, when he says the older one, amrinan, dafka gedoyla, shab gedoyla is kamar. So basically we have a steer. In the Mishnah, it seems Rameir is the one who says we have to interpret somebody as offering a definitive statement. And in this Mishnah, it seems that Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that a person puts himself in a definitive situation. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Baravdim Yamarav, Mukhlefes Ashita. Flip around the opinion, meaning we're going to switch our Mishnah. Namely, Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds until Pesach is over, and Rabbi Meir holds in the Mishnah, Reb Meir, again, the case in the Mishnah was if somebody says until Lefnei Pesach, Reb Meir says no, until it's over, because the person puts himself into uncertainty. Reb Yossi says no, a person's definitive until Pesach starts. You're going to flip it around to Hatanya, and we're gonna bring a proof to this. Zeha Klal. Here is the rule. Kol shezmane kavua. Anything that has a set time. Va'amar ad lefnei, and you say until before. So Rameir oimer ad sheyetzer. Rameir says it means until it's over. Rabbi Yossi oimer, no. Ad sheyagia, because we have to assume a person was giving a definitive statement. Meaning if a person uses a landmark date that we know when it is, and it's always the same, then we know Pesach is always 7 days. So then Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion until it starts, because the person's being definitive. And Rameir says, no, until it's over. Rameir says, until it's over. Now, okay, that's the first issue. That's the first part of Amud Beis. Let's see the Mishnah. Fine. Ada Kotzer. Let's say somebody asered until the harvest. Or the harvest of wheat, ada botzer, until the harvest of grapes, ada musak, until the harvest of olives. So then, eino yaser el ad sheagia. He's only yaser until it starts. That's what he means. It's yaser until it starts. Zeha klal. Here's the rule. Kol shezmane kavua. Anything that has a set time. Va'amar ad sheagia. And you say until it starts. Yaser ad sheagia. You're yaser until it comes. Amar Acheid, if you say until it is Asar Acheid, say you're Asar until it leaves. V'choshe ein zmane kavua, and anything that doesn't have a set time. What's an example of something that doesn't have a set time? Things that they're I guess like, in other words, the Mishnah began ada kotzer, ada botzer, ad hamasek. So you're usher until they come. But here's the rule. Let's see how this fits in. If it's something that has a set time, what would something that have a set time be? A yomtiv that you know exactly how long it's going to take. So then it's until it comes. But amar ad shehei, if you say until it is asar ad shehei, you're asar until it leaves. B'choshe ein zmane kavua, but if it's not set, bein amar ad shehei, bein amar ad sheyagia, ein oy asar ela ad sheyagia. Then if you say something that doesn't have a set time, like these harvests that don't have a set time, they could last for any amount of time, then when you say even ad sheyehe, you're usher until it comes. Ad hakayetz. So this is the exact case. Until you harvest, let's say, figs, ad sheyehe hakayetz, or until the harvest of figs is ad sheyeschilu am lehachnes b'chakolos, you're usher until the people bring into their baskets, collect in their baskets the figs, until that time comes. Let's say you say ad sheyavar hakayetz, until the harvest is over, ad sheyakpilu hamikutzais, until they fold up the knives that are used for the harvest. That's when the harvest is over. Now, says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a braisa, kalkala sha'amru, kalkala sha'ta'inim. The basket that we're talking about is a basket of figs, v'loi kalkala sha'anavim, not a basket of grapes. When we say that if you asert ad hakayetz, until the harvest, we're talking about the harvest of figs, not the harvest of grapes. Let's say, Sidaran, kalkala sha'ta'inim, shilfi she'enik tzatzis biyad l'kitasin kriya kayetz. Because figs are cut with your hand, the lakita is called kayetz. What about grapes? Grapes are not cut by the hand. What are they cut by? Let's see the Ran. V'loy kalkol sha'anavim mishnu d'loy mekatsan biyada. You don't usually cut them with your hand. Ela al yidei sakin, but rather with a knife. Ahi chaticha mekaria. And that's called a chaticha. It's not called a kayetz. In other words, when we say kalkolo, we mean kalkolo shel te'inim. Why? Because te'inim is cut by the hand. Anavim is caught with a knife, and it's called a chaticha. Okay. Tanya, we learned in a raisa, hanoi der mi peiros hakayetz. If you make a nether from the fruits of the harvest, ein aser ela b'teinim, you're only aser in figs. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, anovim b'chlal teinim, grapes are included in figs. My time of the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama that kayetz is only figs? Tanakama holds kosavik teinim mekatzas on biyada. Figs are cut with your hand. Anovim le mekatzas on biyada. Grapes are not cut with your hand. Rishim Gamliel savar. Rishim Gamliel holds no. Anovim nami ki meradidan mekatzas on biyada. Grapes also ki meradidan. Once they become dry, then they are cut by the hand, and you don't need a knife. So figs naturally are harvested by hand. Grapes, you sometimes do harvest by hand when they dry out. Let's see the Ran. Anovim kimeradin mekatzasin biyada kisheyavshu uktzei hoanovim. When the stems of anovim dry out, afhim nekatzin biyad mikro, they're also called cut by the hand. So therefore, in general, the harvest of kayetz, the opinion of the Tanakama is it's more specifically referring to figs. Figs are always typically cut by the hand, as opposed to grapes that are not typically cut by the hand. However, the opinion of Shem Gamliel is there are times that they are cut by the hand when they dry out. I guess the drying out is not an unusual situation, and therefore it could be called the kayetz. Okay, with your permission, we're going to try to do Mem Beis Samach Beis Amud Aleph tomorrow. It's a little bit agadata, and this way we stay a little bit ahead. Okay. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach, brachavat zacha. Sorry I was late. Kol tov. Thanks, everybody.
question?
Sure. On the Gemara, you want me to leave it on, or?
No, it's on the previous Gemara. But...
Sure, yeah.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.